Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. A new poll out this morning shows Democrat Elizabeth Warren ahead of Senator Scott Brown as the two candidates prepare for their first debate this week. The statewide poll by Western New England University shows Warren leading Brown 50-44% among likely voters. The survey was conducted at the end of the Democratic National Convention, where Warren was featured in a primetime speech. Joining us to talk about the results, Tim Versalotti. He's the director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So let's start off by breaking down your numbers. Where is Warren getting most of her support?
Warren is getting most of her support from her base. When you break it down by party identification, among Democrats, 89% of likely voters say they would support Warren if the election were held today, 6% for Brown, 5% undecided. There is an equally lopsided margin for Senator Brown among Republicans, Brown 91, Warren 4 with 5% undecided. The difficulty is that there are many more Democrats than Republicans in Massachusetts. So what we really need to focus on when it comes to looking at Senator Brown's support is also taking a look at voters who identify themselves as independents. There, Brown has a sizable lead, 57% for Brown, 35% for Warren among likely voters in this latest poll. And it's just that that combination of independents and Republicans still gets dwarfed by Warren's large margin among voters who identify themselves as Democrats.
Now, the president enjoyed a bump in the polls after the convention. Do you think that's associated with Warren's lead in your survey?
I think that could be a factor, because what we see in our data is that Democrats are really fired up about the upcoming election. When we asked people, how much interest do you have in the upcoming election for president and the United States Senate, among all registered voters, 83% of Democrats said a lot, compared to 81% for Republicans and 72% for independents.
Senator Brown and Elizabeth Warren have both been making women's issues part of their campaign, and I'm wondering in your polling what the breakdown is between men and women.
What we find is a gender gap. In this regard, for women likely voters, Warren leads Brown by 15 points, 55% to 40%, with 5% undecided. Brown, in turn, leads Warren among men, but by a smaller margin, Brown 49%, Warren 44%, with 7% undecided. So the women's vote in this race seems absolutely critical to the fate of both candidates.
How committed are voters to one candidate? Are you seeing many undecided voters and voters who say they're likely to change their minds before Election Day?
Oh, that's the number to keep an eye on here. Among likely voters, 82% say they're very sure. These are among voters who give a preference. 17%, so about 1 in 6, say they might change their minds. Those numbers are not all that different for Brown and Warren supporters, but when you break it out by party and by gender, it really provides a roadmap to victory for both of the candidates. So among men and women who express a preference, 1 in 5, about 20%, said they could change their minds. Only about 14% of men who gave a preference said that. And then when you break it out by party, 21% of independent voters who singled out one candidate for support said they could change their minds. 15% of Democrats said that. Only 9% of Republicans. So here's what the candidates can draw from the data here. Warren's got to keep her base loyal, hang on to the Democrats, and we've seen them bounce back and forth. We've seen Scott Brown make inroads in previous polls among Democrats. She's got to hold her own among independents. Brown, on the other hand, has to build up that lead among independents, maybe bring a few Democrats over, and they've both got to pay attention to women in this campaign because they're more likely to say that they would change their minds than men.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to do it.
Tim Versalotti is the director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University. This is 90.9 WBUR.